You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 2nd, 2023. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always of recent, is Joey Slenzak. How you doing, Joey?
Hey, Andy, not so bad. How about yourself?
Yeah, great, mate. Thank you very much for being so cooperative with the time zone, Joey. It's really appreciated.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, it's just something I'm more or less used to at this point.
I forget sometimes that we have new listeners, you know, every so often. So I'm Andy Vaughan, based in Glasgow, and our co-host Joey today, based in Michigan in the United States. So a truly global international show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love to bring everyone in from around the world and then make our picks include all around the world as
absolutely
well.
Absolutely.
Symbiotic.
We usually run as a trio. Co-host Gordon McLarnon is currently in Australia on his honeymoon and has been for about a week and a half. I believe he still has about a week and a half left. So, Joey, it's up to you and me to steer this ship when Gordon's otherwise engaged. And we didn't do a very good job of it last week, mate.
Yeah, it was left plenty of room for improvement.
Exactly. Exactly. So this week's show is going to be a hell of a lot better, but we can get to the recap from last week, which started incredibly poorly for me on Friday morning at 10 a.m. So I thought, let's get this show off to a good start with a good banker win. Big odds for a banker at 3-5, but I still think the price was good for Yokohama to beat Albirex Niigata in the J-League in a game that really mattered to them. They had to win it to make the final week of the season this week matter. And they didn't. They drew 0-0 and cost me my banker. Cost them any chance at the J-League title. So they probably...
Yeah, exactly.
...were equally upset. Hugely disappointing result, drawing 0-0. But they went down fighting, 58% possession, 20 shots on goal, 9 of which were on target. They just couldn't get that one goal that they needed. So, disappointment. Yeah. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of that. I think it was probably... last 30 minutes, and I mean, they were just peppering Albirex, but fair play to the keeper. Made some unbelievable saves and really kept the team in that one. And they were, at the end of the day, Albirex were just really well defensively drilled. They stuck to their jobs, and unfortunately weren't able to find that breakthrough for Yokohama. But conversely, my banker was actually the only good thing that happened for me that week, and I liked Hamburg to beat Braunschweig at odds of, I think it was 2-5 or closer to 1-3. And they obliged, 2-1 win. They were up 2-0 at halftime. So you're paid out within 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was watching that one, and it got a little dicey there in the second half. Braunschweig, they got a new manager recently, and mm-hmm. I think things are starting to finally click for them. So I might've caught them right at the edge of their completely sucking phase, we'll call it. And luckily, they had a goal chopped off for 2-2, and so luckily we were able to hold on for that one. And that'll be later this week. they ended up holding on.
Yeah, no, good. Always great to get the bankers in, and I failed this week, so work to do for me. But a good pick in Hamburg there, Joey, and a lot of the show's listeners will be like me and use Bet365 with the 2-goal-up payout offer. So that was done and dusted within half an hour. So love it. On to our value picks then. And I took top of the table Vissel Kobe at home to fifth place Nagoya Grampus. So quite a hard game for them. But the grit they've shown recently to see out what will be their first ever J-League title has been tremendous. And I fancied them just to do what was necessary and to have the balls, as it were, to to get the job done, and they did get the job done, and they did win the title with that Yokohama result. They beat Nagoya 2-1, close game as it was going to be, but a win in the value column for me at just under even money. It kicked off at 10-11.
Yeah, I think a lot of that too was with Yokohama failing to win earlier. It really put that emphasis on that game, and you knew they were definitely going to try to wrap that up as early as possible. So great win for Kobe, and congratulations on their first J-League title. Yep. My value pick in the Asian Pacific time zone as well was in Korea, but not quite as fortunate and not quite as successful as Kobe. I had Suwon FC to win or draw against Gangwon, and they ended up losing 2-0. It was 1-0 early in the, well, probably about halfway through the first half, and that was kind of what I was expecting, Gangwon to take that emphasis and try and go on and win it. But then, unfortunately, Suwon, they banged on the door all they could in the second half, and then they just ended up getting caught on the break in the 83rd minute, and that was more or less done and dusted.
Yeah, unfortunate. 1 out of 2 in the values, so again, we can improve on that. But we can definitely improve on the rest of the picks. The outsider, my outsider, was not good. Saturday, English Premier League for Sheffield United versus Bournemouth. Two teams that struggled at the beginning of the season. I just thought with home advantage here and a little uptick in form, Sheffield United could see this as an opportunity to get another much-needed 3 points. They were 3-0 down at halftime. They ended up losing 3-1. The goal they got was completely meaningless. It came in the 98th minute, so... yeah, just not good. The one silver lining was the writing was on the wall incredibly early in this game. You know, when you know something's just dead and you're like, you'll get no hope from it and you can just write it off. Yeah, that happened in the first half. So, yeah, no outsider for me.
Yeah, unfortunate. It helps, kind of helps manage expectations at that point. Okay, yep, we can stop worrying about that one. You're not going to.
It's the outsider column as well, Joey. So, you know, everyone's aware that we're picking things that are, I mean, we're 11-5. You're not expecting that to come in every week.
Absolutely. And my outsider was similar to a sense. I had Hibs versus Dundee FC, not Dundee United.
This was close.
I liked that as a draw. And I liked it as a 2-2 draw specifically. And Dundee FC went up 2-0. And then, or no, Hibs went up 2-0.
Yep.
And then they had a man sent off.
Yep.
And I saw for a brief moment there was a goal immediately after the red card for FC. Got chopped off, and then game finishes 2-1. I'd like to think that there's still that outside chance for 2-2. And just, I think it was as much, I had the Hibs kit and the Dundee United scarf. I think that might have been a little too much juju against Dundee FC. So maybe next time if I'm looking at this picture, maybe leave the Dundee United scarf and just focus on the Hibs.
I mean,
kitten, hopefully that'll balance it out a little better.
Calling out a correct score of 2-2 and getting so close to that, and the goal being chopped off, and Dundee pressing for that equaliser for the majority of the second half. You were incredibly unlucky there. That was a much better pick than mine was, Joey, even though we both ended up with losers. On to the charity bets.
I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get some in the charity this week. So £10 of our own money every week goes on an accumulator, so a threefold or a twofold, as it were, a double last week, and any returns go to charity. We were not successful, and I am still annoyed at the way my game went. It was in the Danish Superliga, FC Copenhagen away at Viborg at odds of just under even money, 4-5. Copenhagen obliged, took the lead in the first half, really good. Everything looked rosy. They're probably not going to throw that away against a Viborg team. They conceded an equaliser early into the second half, pushed for the win, and I watched the tail end of this game, and they really pushed to win this match. So much so that in stoppage time, when one of their attacks failed and the ball got punted up the pitch, every Copenhagen player was in an attacking position, and Viborg were able just to run free rein at the Copenhagen goal and slot the ball past their keeper for a 2-1 win that, in all honesty, I don't think they deserved. Whether Copenhagen deserved to win the match, being in a strong position and throwing it away, is another matter, but they definitely didn't deserve to lose it. But lose it, they did 2-1. So no charity pick from me in a 1 out of 4 week, which is poor considering the performances that we're used to for the past 5 years. So work to do this week. How'd your charity pick go on, Joey?
Yeah, so my charity pick was, I think, good in the thought, but the execution just wasn't quite there. And I unfortunately didn't get mine in as well. It was Wrexham both to score and over 2.5. And we sure got that over 2.5. This game finished 6-0. It was actually 3-0 at halftime. And unfortunately, Morecambe, they only had four shot attempts, period, zero on goal. But they still managed to create 1.09 XG. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch those yet, so I'll have to look back at the highlights and see how close they actually were. But then, of course, just for pure spite, the next, because League Two played in the midweek, given there's FA Cup at the weekend.
Yep.
Both teams have scored over in 2.5.
Of course they did.
At the midweek. So that's usually how that goes. And yeah, it's unfortunate. But I think as much as I like to talk smack and curse some teams, they like to get me back in the end. And so I think Wrexham showed me their true defensive capabilities at home. And as a whole, they did a good job of keeping Morecambe away from the net.
Yeah. Not our best week with only 2 out of 8 picks overall coming in, Joey. So plenty of room for improvement. We've put the effort in advance, as we always do, and hopefully we get some better results this week. We're about to head to the standard break if you're listening to us in the normal podcast format. But instead of the break, if you're a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon, you get a special middle section where Joey and I will talk about some picks that perhaps we like this weekend that didn't make our final cut of the show because we preferred the picks that we brought better, or maybe there was just no place for them, but are still good shouts for this weekend. As a Trample Bet member, you also get early release of this podcast as a video show, so you get to see us, and you also get it before the show is released as a standard podcast. And the best bit, you get a cheat sheet. So that's all the picks written down in a handy JPEG format you can just pull up on your phone. So you don't need to remember which picks from the show you liked that week, or you don't need to take a pen and take notes or anything like that. So lots of good stuff. It gives something back to the show. It gives us £6 a month. It probably doesn't give us that. You know, there'll be fees associated with payments and with Patreon. But, you know, we get something back to help this fine podcast keep going. And Gary Black, of course, who produces all this stuff, pay all the running costs for all the software that we use and things like that. So we really appreciate all our Patreon members. And we'll talk to you very shortly while we head to this ad break. Cheers.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, December 2nd, 2023. As usual, banker picks, value picks, outsider picks, and then the charity double, which hopefully we're going to nail this week and we can announce some money going to charity on next week's show. I shall kick us off with my banker for this week. Not as ambitious as the 3-5 shout that lost last week. Saturday at 2:30 p.m. in the German top division, the Bundesliga, for Red Bull Leipzig versus Heidenheim. So Leipzig are in 5th place, Heidenheim 13th, and Leipzig are in good domestic form, although they've struggled a wee bit. They've got European exploits as well, but they've taken 9 points in the last 5 games. Heidenheim have managed just the 4 points here. I'm going to be backing a Leipzig win at the banker odds of 1-4, because the main thing is that they're a good and quality side. Okay, they lost to Man City, but after being 2-0 up, but they still went 2-0 up and ran Man City close with a 3-2 loss this week. Heidenheim are just really bad, and really bad away from home. They've taken 1 point on the road from 6 away games, scoring 6 times, but conceding a massive 16 times. There's a gulf in quality here, and it's a good spot for Leipzig to put a marker down and go, look, okay, we're a wee bit ropey, shouldn't have thrown away a 2-goal lead in Europe. we are a quality team and put out a dominant performance and get an early payout win. So 1-4 for a Leipzig wins my banker this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lois Openda has just been on fire.
Yeah.
That has been probably one of the better signings of really the continental European across all leagues. He's really been a massive asset for Leipzig. So sticking in Germany for my banker, I'll be in the Bundesliga 2 this time for Magdeburg versus Kaiserslautern. And it actually is Kaiserslautern this time. And I like both teams to score at 1.45 or about 12-25, depending on if you like fractional versus decimal. So this is going to be on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And this is a mid-table battle with both sides separated by 2 points. The key here for me is going to be offensive and defensive efficiency, with both sides in the top 10 for goals for, so goals scored, but they're also top 10 in goals conceded. And so Magdeburg averages 1.6 goals scored and 1.6 goals against per match this season. And Kaiserslautern are averaging 1.78 goals for and 2 goals against. So already right there, we've got a good start. Magdeburg has actually seen both teams score in 10 of 14 league matches this season and all 6 of their home league matches, while Kaiserslautern has seen both teams score in 11 of their 14 league matches, including 5 straight away league matches. Both sides have seen both teams score in over 70% of their last 10 competitive matches, so excluding friendlies. And so there should be plenty of chances for both teams to score here. 2-1, 2-2, I wouldn't be surprised by, but all we need here is 1-1. And you can get that at 1.45-ish for both teams to score.
No, it's good. And Bet365 is a little higher. It's 1-2 in fractional odds.
There we go.
1.5. So that's really good. Combining that with a win for Leipzig at 1-4, you get odds of 0.87-1. So we're approaching even money for those two bankers, which is not bad at all. On to the value picks then, where we try and find something around that even money mark that we think has a really, really good chance of coming in, much better than 50% anyway. And my value pick this weekend is in the Danish Superliga, Sunday, 1 p.m. UK time, for Odense versus Nordsjælland. And the away win for Nordsjælland is priced up at 4-5. We're 16 games into the Danish top flight, and Odense have been having a torrid time this season. They're 9th in the 12-team league, and honestly, they can think themselves lucky that newly promoted Villa are struggling so much that they'll probably avoid some sort of relegation confrontation. They've taken 16 points from 16 games, scoring 20 goals, conceding 24. But Nordsjælland are a better outfit. They're in 5th spot, 26 points, so 10 points more, scoring 25, but crucially conceding only 13 times. And I like this bet in the 4-5 price on Nordsjælland because Odense particularly have been rank rotten at home this season. They've only picked 2 points up at home as the home team. So that's 2 draws and 6 losses from 8 games. So while they've managed 16 points, 14 of them have come when they've been away from home and only 2 at home. They've just been really, really bad at home. Nordsjælland solid away from home, 11 points from 8 away games, scoring 12 and crucially keeping it tight, conceding only 8. The teams have already played once this season, and that was in Nordsjælland. Odense got a surprise 1-0 win, but that was a game where Nordsjælland had 20 goal attempts compared to Odense's 7. I expect a reverse of that result here, and that's probably why you're getting Nordsjælland at almost even money in this game. I guess we've got to bear in mind Nordsjælland are in European competition. They have a home game against Fenerbahce in the Conference League tomorrow night and Thursday night. But it is a home game, so they don't have the associated travel to Turkey. And, you know, they've got until Sunday to recover. And with just how Odense have been struggling this year, I think Nordsjælland should be favourites for this game and heavier favourites than 4-5. So they're my value pick for this week.
Yeah, I think you nailed the head, hit the nail on the head with that one. I was looking at this one as well, just for basically all the same reasons that you said. Odense have just been absolutely miserable at home.
Awesome.
And I think a lot of that just comes down to like most teams that are playing away. If you let the other team take the onus and you just kind of sit back, catch them on the counter, that's where they kind of excel. And that match against Fenerbahce was purely my only concern with that. But again, they'll still have plenty time to recover from that. And it's Odunze here. Let's not get carried away. Like, I think it'll be okay. Yeah. For my value pick this week, I'm going to be in the Premier League. And actually, this might be a little bit controversial to some, but I really love Arsenal versus Wolves. And again, we're going to be looking at both teams to score here, just over evens at 21-20. So that's going to be on Saturday at 3 p.m. And we've got league leading Arsenal, which that feels kind of weird to say.
It's not like we haven't been there before.
We'll see if they can hold on this time. But they host 12th place Wolves. And just looking at Arsenal's league best 10 goals conceded through 13 matches, you'd think this might be a bit daft, but Wolves have actually found their scoring touch, and this current run of form suggests that there's some solid value on both teams to score here. Arsenal, yes, they have conceded the fewest goals in the league, but they've conceded 7 of their 10 goals at home, with both teams to score in 5 of 7 home matches, while Wolves have now scored in 14 straight matches in all competitions, with both teams to score in 13 straight matches. And they've also managed to score. For a Wolves team, that doesn't sound like a Wolves team. It sounds like a Brighton team from last season.
I'm looking at these results, Joey. 3-2, 3-1, 1-1, 3-2, 2-1, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 2-1, 2-1, 3-2. Just goals everywhere in Wolves games.
And so that's what I was getting at. They've managed to score 2-plus goals in 6 of their last 8 overall. And that includes against teams like Manchester City, Newcastle, Spurs. They're picking up results. Wolves are kind of rounding into form here. And while I was kind of leaning towards the draw, if you want to get extremely spicy, I know. I'm not going to elaborate on it. That's my main reasoning for that is Arsenal have a crucial Champions League match against Lens at the midweek, mm-hmm. where they could clinch the group, the top spot in the group, ahead of having to go to PSV for their final match, which I think they'll absolutely be trying to do. So I'm imagining they'll put a lot more emphasis on that midweek match versus Wolves not having to play midweek, yep. obviously. And the run of form they're in, I think crazier things have happened. This could potentially finish a draw, but I think the best way to look at this is both teams to score, given the fact that Wolves have scored in 7 straight away matches, and there's also been both teams to score in 5 of the last 6 meetings at the Emirates. So I think this is the perfect buy low spot for Wolves, both teams to score, and Arsenal to not keep a clean sheet as well. So I think this is the culmination of a lot of great things, and hopefully it works out for a value win for us, just over even money.
Yeah, no, hey, I actually like the both teams to score shout here. I wouldn't be backing Arsenal at 1-4, 2-7 to win this game, but
absolutely.
I want them to win the league, so I wouldn't be backing against them either.
And I knew your Arsenal roots were going to come into play there a bit. So I had to take the bear just a little bit.
But you're right. Like, Wolves can get goals. They could beat by Liverpool at home 3-1, but there's the one. Yeah. Like, they can score against, you know, they can score against Liverpool, and that's a team that conceded, what, 11 goals?
Second in the league, yeah.
Man City, they've only conceded 13. Wolves beat them 2-1, scored twice against that team. So, yeah, no, I like it. I do like it. And it's better than even money on 365 just now. It's 21-20. So if you combine that with my value pick of FC Norgeland, you're getting 2.69-1. So over 2.5-1, which is pretty damn good. Right, Joey, on to the outsiders then. And this is where we look for something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog, but we think has a decent chance of coming in. The J-League season is pretty much done. There's one game left and everything's decided apart from one thing. So titles decided, relegations decided, automatic qualification into the Champions League has been decided. But one of the things that still does have some meaning is third place in the table in the Asia Champions League 2 qualification spot still being fought out between Hiroshima and Urawa. And Hiroshima have a 1-point advantage when it comes to that. They've got to travel to Vispa Fukuoka, a sort of generally mid-table team who are very good at home defensively. So it's not an easy match for Hiroshima. Urawa, they have to go away and win at Sapporo. So it's the Sapporo versus Urawa game that I'm interested in, and I'm going to take a win for the Urawa Red Diamonds at odds of 7-4. Sapporo, they're placed 11th in the league. It's an 18-team league. They've literally nothing to play for. When the sides met earlier in the season at Urawa's ground, Urawa won the fixture 4-1, so they trounced them. Over the course of the season, Urawa have been the third best away from home team, taking an impressive 24 points from 16 games on the road. Sapporo, while they're 11th in the overall standings, they're 15th in the table when only considering home matches. They've taken just 18 points from 16 home games, so they're not strong at home at all. This game matters for the Urawa Red Diamonds. They're good away performers. It doesn't matter for Sapporo. They're one of the worst teams in the league at home. The 4-1 win for Urawa earlier in the season in that head-to-head records, it gives me confidence that they can get a result here. And I'm surprised they're the underdogs. I'm surprised it's not closer considering how much the game matters for the Red Diamonds and it doesn't matter for Sapporo. Almost 2-1, 7-4. It's worth a punt for me. I've taken Urawa twice earlier this year. They've won both times. So let's make it 3 out of 3. Come on, the Red Diamonds. 7-4.
And to be fair, the one time that we picked it, Gordo and myself, we didn't get that right. So clearly, I'm going to say, Andy, you know what you're talking about on this one. No Urawa hate on this final match day. I completely understand where you're coming from. And I think that's kind of part of that price built in where the books don't want to make it too short on the away favorite. Or, well, not favorite, but on the away side being the favorite, just in that case where, God forbid, Sapporo actually try on the last match of the season and they play for pride. So I completely understand where you're coming from. This is a crucial match for Urawa. So hopefully we can put that to bed and the Urawa controversy on a high note for the season here.
Them again for 2024.
Exactly. We'll have plenty of time for them to sort out their business, and then we're going to come back stronger in the next season. So for my outsider this week, I'm going to be in Belgium again. So 2 of 2 so far on my Belgian draws, and hopefully we're going to try to make it 3 for 3 with the Battle of the Gen teams, as I like to dub it, with Genk hosting Ghent. No chance of mixing them up this week because they're both playing each other.
I love
make
that.
Things a little bit easier for everyone.
Gen K versus Gen T.
Exactly. So for this one, I'm looking at a draw at about 3 to 3.7, 27-10. So that's going to be on Sunday at 12:30 a.m. So this is another heavyweight battle in Belgium, and hopefully another draw with sixth place Genk hosting third place Ghent. And there's a fascinating trend that I've actually been noticing in this league. And so far, each of the quote unquote traditional top six clubs, so you got Union SG, Club Bruges, Anderlecht, Antwerp, Ghent, and Genk, they've all drawn at least 40% of their matches head-to-head with everyone.
Wow.
But the outlier there is Bruges being the low team there, going for 40%. Everyone besides Bruges has actually drawn 50% or more of their matches. And it's actually Ghent with a T, Gen T, who have drawn the most against these sides with 4 of 6 meetings ending level at full time. Genk, Gen K, they've drawn 9 of their last 20 matches overall and 7 of their last 10 at home, while Ghent, Gen T, have seen 7 draws in their last 15 overall and 4 in their last 8 away matches. 3 of Ghent's last 5 away league matches have finished level, as well as 4 of Genk's last 6 home league matches. It's already a good start there. These sides drew 1-1 in the reverse fixture back in August, and both have tough conference league fixtures on Thursday. So I'd imagine there's going to be some tired legs. Offenses should be not non-existent. I'm expecting both teams to score here at least, but I think both sides should have enough to cancel each other out. And it just comes back to that whole, this is a top six battle. We don't want to lose ground on this title race or this conference league promotion race at the end of the day. And so I think this is a good spot for a draw between the Gen teams, Genk and Ghent.
Fantastic. And just a wee reminder there that if you're a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon, you get all these picks written down, so it's less confusing when the team names are almost identical. But I like it. Love the reasoning. A draw between Genk and Ghent and a win for the Urawa Red Diamonds works out at 8.62-1. So, you know, shop around, use your bet boosts. You can get that over 10-1 for the outsider double this week. Okay, Joey, let's give some money to charity this week. Let's make this one a winner. A pick from each of us, £10 of our own money on the charity double. And should we get any returns, they all go to charity. Then we'll announce it on next week's show. I am very close to home for my game. So Saturday at 3 p.m., a good traditional UK kickoff time in the Scottish Championship for Dunfermline Athletic versus Queen's Park. And I fancy a home win for Dunfermline here. We're 13 games into the Championship season. Dunfermline are fourth on 18 points. Queen's Park are back in eighth place on 13 points. The goal difference here is something to look at. Dunfermline have scored 16 goals, conceded 14. However, Queen's Park have scored 18 goals and conceded a massive 27 goals in the league so far. So they're very, very leaky. Form-wise, Dunfermline have picked up 7 from their last 5 matches. Queen's Park have managed 4 points. The sides have played each other already this season, and Dunfermline emerged as 2-0 away winners when they played in Glasgow. When they played against Queen's Park, they've been dotting around their new stadiums just opened, the Lesser Hampden. But Dunfermline won as 9-5 away from home dogs pre-game. So I like them in this spot at home at bang on even money to do the double over a Queen's Park side that just concede a shit ton of goals. So Dunfermline, Joey, and that's a team that you now know and have been and seen them play at home.
Absolutely. I was going to say East End Park, lovely football ground. And I can only see, especially with that pitch, I'd imagine Queen of the South is going to have, or Queen's Park is going to have a bit of a tough time there. So yeah, absolutely. Come on, Dunfermline.
Come on, Dunfermline.
So for my charity pick, I'm going to be keeping it in the UK, this time in the Premier League again. And this might come as a bit of a shock to any of the Patreon viewers seeing me in my Man United top. I'm looking at Newcastle versus Manchester United, but this time I'm going to have to go head above heart, and I'm going with the Newcastle win at about even money. So this is going to be on Saturday at 8 p.m. And yes, this is borderline treason backing against my own team here. But at the end of the day, the whole point of this show is to try and win money. And yep. I'd like to think I'm thinking with my head in this spot. So allegiances aside, this is phenomenal value on Newcastle at home. United have picked up a bit of form, winning 4 of their last 5 in the league, but 3 of those 4 wins came against bottom 4 sides. Prior to this run of favorable fixtures, which is absolutely what this has been, mm-hmm. we've played a lot of cupcakes and very favorable home versus away kind of splits. And we actually lost 5 straight matches away from home prior to this big run of form. We've still lost 6 of our last 10 away matches with no draws. Newcastle, on the other hand, they've kind of been quietly doing their business in the league and making a whole lot of noise in the Champions League. They were undefeated against PSG in the group stage. And I'd go as far as saying they were harshly robbed of another win to do the double over PSG at the last, so that was Tuesday, where it was a harsh penalty given it basically in stoppage time and more or less sealed the 1-1 draw. But still then, they went to Parc des Princes and they absolutely bossed that game. They got their early goal and then they just sat back and they absorbed. A team like PSG, it's not too often you see them score less than 2 goals. So that in its own right is a feat, let alone the fact that they won, I think it was 4-1 at St. James Park in the reverse fixture of that. So Newcastle, kind of a big deal. They've been quiet about it in the league, but they're slowly creeping up onto everybody's form table, and they've actually won. They've actually won 8 of their 10 home matches this season. So the big key for me here is United also have a tough fixture in Champions League. We have to travel away to Galatasaray today, Wednesday, the day of recording. And I honestly don't. I don't feel very confident about that. I think that's going to be a tough match. That's a must win for us. And I honestly, I'd be okay
with a draw. Hard
fixture. I think that would be managing expectations. So that environment to then have to go to St. James Park, where it's just going to be, it's going to be just as hostile of an environment. And Newcastle have actually, I think they've won two straight matches against us. There were a couple draws in the last season and the season before that. But most recently in my memory is that 3-0
in the League Cup.
Yeah. At Old Trafford in the League Cup. And that wasn't even Newcastle's A team. That was their B team. I will be the first to admit we had some injuries that we were dealing with earlier in the season. And specifically for that game, I think we rotated a little bit too much and really got our shit handed to us. But that was Newcastle's B team that was taking us apart. Now they've got Isak back. Almiron and Gordon are in sensational form. I'm going to be a smart man before I'm a loyal man. And I just have to say, this is going to be a Newcastle win. This has to be stick on. And the only silver lining with this is if it, obviously I don't want the charity to double to lose, but I guess by some stroke of a miracle, if we manage to grab a point, it'll be a good moral victory. So I like to look at this as a can't lose situation.
Okay, Doug. So both around evens. Newcastle are 19-20 just now on Bet365. Obviously, with that early payout, should they go 2-0 up? Yeah. Something you don't get in the Dunfermline game because that's a Scottish Championship. And one of the few leagues that you don't get the early payout offer, but they should have more than enough to get it done against Queen's Park. So the charity double is a win for Dunfermline at home to Queen's Park and a win for Newcastle United at home to Manchester United. And that shakes out on Bet365 just now at 2.9-1. So hopefully next week, Joey, we're announcing £39 to charity. That's the game. Okay, that is the show. Myself and Joey, keeping it real in Gordon's absence. Do join us on Facebook. Just search Trample Bet Podcast. Join the conversation. We have a community of 300-odd people there, shooting the breeze about gambling and what they're up to this weekend across all sports. It's not just football or soccer that we're interested in. If we can find a good price on something across any sport, we want to hear about it. So do join the Facebook group. If you want to give something back to the show, join the Patreon. Just go to tramplebet.com. You can find a link to Patreon there and you can work out what it's all about. Get the cheat sheet and all those picks written down. Work out the difference between Genk and Ghent in the Belgian league.
Although luckily for this week, we don't have to worry about the difference.
No, just hit the draw button. Hit the draw button and you're all good.
Just look for one of them. You've got it.
Joey, it's been an absolute pleasure. Anything you'd like to add before we say our goodbyes?
Nothing too much. Hopefully Newcastle don't stop us too badly at the weekend. But no, I've been starting to look a little bit more at the NHL and the ice hockey action. So hopefully we can get some good shouts in the Facebook group here. And hopefully we have a good weekend for everybody and donate a little bit of money to charity.
Awesome, Joey. Thank you, as always, for your time. Thank you to everyone for listening. We'll see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.